Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. So I have to laugh just a little about the name of this podcast. And I know some of you probably read it and were like, ew, gross. Like, what is this possibly about? But I assure you, it's going to be a good one. Thinking about this, clipping toenails, as a parent, what does this mean? It's not just about the toenails, it's the fingernails, it's the hair, it's the washing of the clothes, it's all of the tasks that we have to do all the time just to take care of our littles, right? And so I was clipping Liza's fingernails the other day and her toenails and the boys, because ew, gross, like boys are gross. Like, it's so interesting how, like, as they get older, I have this realization of like, oh my God, like, you guys need to bathe more often or something, because your room is stinky and it's stinky because of you. But anyway, I digress. So I was clipping Liza's fingernails. Liza is a diva. Liza loves to have her fingernails and toenails cut and colored. She likes them polished all the time. And she likes to have her hair done. She likes to feel pretty. And it's so stinking cute. So stinking cute. But as I was clipping her nails, you know, she's kind of moving around, and my boys, I mean, Wyatt's pretty good about it, but Jacob's a nightmare to cut his toenails. And I just thought about, like, how interesting of a life of a parent, right? Where we get to do these things all the time, and like these things that, like, no one wants to talk about it, like potty training. Like, that's always a fun one too, right? When the word poop becomes a part of your normal language in your house. And how different that is. If I think about, like, back in my 20s, and then I think about in my 30s, like, how much that has transitioned. And those topics that are like, gosh, we don't talk about poop, like, becomes just a part of normal everyday language that you and your significant other discuss. And I was taken back in this moment when I was clipping nails, back to when Liza was a baby and was first born. When we first got her home, she was only home for a couple of days. And you know how in the hospital they have that rule where you don't clip their nails, instead they want you to file them? So I don't know about any of you guys, but one of my boys I know was born with, like, super, super long fingernails. So, like, were any of your kids born where, like, it seemed like their nails were growing like crazy when they were inside, and now, like, they're bored and have these, like, long fingernails that, like, clearly need to be handled because they're scratching their face, and, like, they're just, you know, very grabby when they're first out. And yes, you have the little cute infant mittens, but I remember the hospital was like, no, you can't cut his nails. Like, here, you can file them. Like, have you tried to file a newborn's nails before? It's impossible. They're, like, paper thin and they bend and it does not work well. So I remember just, like, thinking, like, yeah, okay, so I'll just cut them when I get home. Thanks for nothing. So when I had Liza, it was different because she was in the hospital for 30 days. So, you know, while she's in the hospital, I'm at home and, or I'm at the hospital with her and I can't cut her nails because I'm not at home. And so, you know, I was trying to, like, deal with that, and she's grabbing at things, which, I mean, a lot of the time anyway, we had to have our hands covered, and I bought a lot of the sleepers that you can fold over the hands, which is so cute when those newborn sleepers that fold over. I love those. But she had lots of tubes and wires, so we had to make sure that her hands were kind of covered to avoid that. So it worked out for a long time. But of course, as soon as I got her home, it was, like, one of the first things I wanted to do. But as a mom of any new baby, I want to say as a new mom, but literally, you could be a seasoned mom. And, like, coming home with a new baby, you just look at them and, like, they're so cute and they're so fragile, and you just want to love them so much. And, like, clipping their nails is terrifying. It's terrifying. You don't want to cut them. You don't want to hurt them. Like, you know that you need to do this, and it's part of momming. But, like, it's weird. It's a weird part of momming, at least in my opinion. And I remember, you know, going to cut her nails. That it was, like, the second night, I think, that we were home, and I was just trying to do it quick before it was time for bed. It probably wasn't the best time to do it, right? I was a little bit rushed and I shouldn't have done it then, but I really just wanted to do it and make sure that her nails were cut because she had just scratched her face and I didn't want her to hurt herself anymore. And as I went to cut her nails, I got through a couple of them and then I accidentally nicked her finger. And she's screaming and I feel awful, right? Like I literally just feel like the worst mother on the entire planet because I have this adorable little girl. She's gone through everything at the hospital, all of these pricks and prods and tubes and wires and all the things. And, you know, she finally gets to come home and she's in her own home and we're loving on her. And I cut off a part of her finger. Yes, a very tiny part, but still nonetheless, a little part of her finger. And, yeah, I remember I felt terrible, terrible, terrible. And that guilt, the mom guilt, you guys know all about the mom guilt. I know that you do because anybody who's a mom has felt this before. And it's like, no matter what we do, no matter how much we're doing something for our children, like we still have the guilt creep in. So we tell them no to something and we feel the guilt of like, oh, like, I feel so bad. I told them no. I told my boys they can't go play. Like, yeah, because I'm trying to keep them safe because I'm trying to like, you know, maybe somebody next door is sick and has something and I don't want them to be around them. Or maybe it's getting dark outside and it's not the best time for them to go. Or maybe the choice in friend isn't really ideal. And so I'm just not feeling up to it being the right time for them to do that. Intuitively, the mom, you know, the mom voice comes in. And I just don't think it's the right time. And so I'm going to make a decision based on that, right? And so it's like being able to listen to that intuition, being able to listen to your mom gut and do what you think is right. And this comes out in so many ways, you know, when we go to doctor's appointments and the doctors don't want to listen and there's like a slew of opportunity for this to become reality. But the mom guilt in those situations, even when you're doing what's best for your child, you know, I accidentally nicked her finger. But like I was doing something for her so that she wouldn't cut her face, right? Like I was doing something to help her. And in the process, I made a mistake. And as a mom, it's kind of unforgiving. I think that there's this expectation of you become a mom and you look around the room and you're the adult. You're the one making the decisions. You're the one making sure everybody bathes at appropriate intervals so that they are not stinky. It is on you. It is on you to make sure that your kids are healthy and thriving and eating healthy and their teeth are taken care of and their hair is cut and they're well-groomed. And oh, don't forget, Johnny grew up a lot, right? So Johnny needs new pants. I feel like every time I look at my boys, their shoes are constantly too small or their pants are too short or their shirts are too short. Oh my gosh. It is insane to keep up with the growth of a child. Man, those boys are growing like weeds. And that's wonderful, right? Because that reflects on the fact that like they're growing, they're nurtured, they're eating well, like they're healthy, thriving little boys. And that's amazing. But also expensive, right? And so being the mom and doing all of these things and making sure that they're well taken care of and well groomed and have what they need. And this is only the physical side. This isn't even talking about the mental health side and making sure that they're learning about themselves and that they're really in touch with themselves and thinking about their mental health of, you know, anxiety and depression in children is sky high right now. And so like being able to be aware and help them feel seen and heard and known so that they feel and see their own value as they go through this world. Because as we know, it's not the most forgiving place to be. You know, the world is pretty, it can be pretty harsh. And so being able to lean in and give yourself grace, show yourself that kindness. And it opens these doors of opportunity. But so often we're so down on ourselves about what we didn't do right or what we could have done better or, you know, what we did wrong. It really shifts things. And so our awareness around how we're really feeling in the moment is what really matters. So when we think about those things, like when the mom guilt kicks in, what are you really feeling in that moment? What's that really about for you? Can you bring more awareness to why you're letting yourself feel feel that way, because you don't deserve to stay in that space where you don't feel good about yourself. You deserve to bring awareness to the fact that, hey, I was doing something for my child today because I love them. And even though it didn't turn out like I wanted, even though they got hurt, or even though they had a meltdown, or even though we went into the McDonald's line to get a milkshake to surprise them and they were out of milkshakes and it caused a total catastrophe meltdown in the back seat, I was doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I was doing this because I love my children endlessly, and I would do anything for them at any time. The ability to shift and create that perspective for yourself is so important. It is a limitless gift to be able to connect with yourself and know, hey, this is what I'm really hearing. This is what I'm really seeing. This is what I'm really feeling about myself. Because when we can develop more awareness about ourselves, that's what really helps our kiddos. So sure, there's always going to be times of mom guilt. Always, always. So it's, what are you doing about that? How are you soothing it? How are you becoming more aware of how you feel when you feel like a not good mom? I mean, overall, when you think about being a mom, do you feel like you're a good mom? And then go back and think of the examples of in the moment examples, right? That awareness in the moment when you're present with your kids and you're clipping their toenails and they're yelling at you and it's World War 17 in the house. Do you feel like a good mom in that moment? If you don't, you should. But it's not always that easy. The house is a mess and there's dirty dishes everywhere and no one wants to get a bath. No one's making their beds. No one's cleaning their rooms. It's easy to get lost in all of the things that happen in motherhood. But being an aligned mama means listening to yourself. It means connecting with yourself, knowing what your true self is telling you, so that you can make aligned decisions each and every day. And this is going to have you feeling like a super mom. An aligned mama can be a super mom. She can do it all because she's aware of what matters most. She's prioritized and she takes action in a way that makes the most sense for her. Give yourself that gift. Give yourself the gift of diving in and really connecting with you through even the simplest tasks. Be aware today, tomorrow, the next day, every day, this whole week. Take that moment where you're with your children and be present and pay attention to the little nuances that are happening. And don't pay attention to just what's happening, but pay attention to how you feel in those moments. Do you love clipping toenails? That's not what it's about, right? It's about loving your kids, even when it's hard, even when you just don't even know if you want to. We always want to love them, right? But man, there are some hard times. There are some hard moments. And being able to just be real about that part and just be your true self and connecting in those ways, it's where the real magic happens. All right, aligned mamas, get out there, love on your kiddos, and get rid of that mom guilt, because when you can throw that out the window, you're finally free to be the mom you've always wanted to be. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.